For Older Kids, Serving Now to Serve Later by Mika Barbosa and Marissa Wittison, based on a true story. Serve the Lord with all your heart. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 20. I'll race you to the church, Mormon said, pointing to the church steeple poking out above the palm trees. Then he ran as fast as he could to stay ahead of his younger brother, Morion. The boys and their parents had already walked about a mile from their home, but Mormon and Morion were still racing hard when they reached the metal gate outside their ward meeting house. They stopped to catch their breath. Before they could decide who won, a boy called out to them. Want to play football? Mormon loved football, but he and his family were going to clean the ward building so it would be ready for church the next day. Mormon shook his head. Not now. Maybe later, he called back. Soon Mormon and Morion were working hard. Mormon moved chairs and swept floors with Papa, while Morion mopped floors with Mama. Later, the boys were washing mirrors in the bathroom together. I didn't think I'd like cleaning the church, but it's fun, Morion said. What about you, Mormon? Is that why you came instead of playing football? Mormon thought about Papa. He was the bishop of their ward, but he still took time to help clean the meeting house. I'm here because I want to be like Papa, Mormon said. Then he thought about the missionaries in his ward. They were busy knocking on doors and sharing the Book of Mormon with others. They would invite people to come to church at the building the boys were cleaning. I'm here because someday I want to serve a mission too, Mormon thought. I can help the missionaries by getting the church ready. Mormon thought about tomorrow, when he and his brother would get up at 6 a.m., walk to the church in their white shirts and ties, and prepare the chairs and songbooks in the primary room. I'm here because I want to serve in a church calling, he thought. Mormon thought about how he would soon be a deacon. He would pass the sacrament and do many other things to serve. I'm here because next year I will receive the priesthood, and I want to do everything I can now to get ready. Mormon had already done something to prepare for the priesthood. He had earned his Faith in God award. He was already learning to live the gospel and serve others. Finally, he looked at his brother's reflection in the mirror and smiled. I'm here because I love the Lord, he said, and because serving now will help me get ready to serve later. Sidebar: Preparing for the Priesthood. Tips from David L. Beck, Young Men General President. Invite the Spirit into your life and choose friends who help you choose the right. Live the standards in For the Strength of Youth. Learn about what your duties will be as a deacon. Read about the priesthood in Fulfilling My Duty to God and True to the Faith. Attend a priesthood preview in your ward or branch. Prepare to go to the temple to do baptisms for the dead. Get excited for fun activities and devotionals with other youth. Know that Heavenly Father trusts you and is counting on you. Discover how much you can do with His help. End of the section for older kids. End of the story, Serving Now to Serve Later, by Mika Barbosa and Marissa Wittison, read by Wes Nelson.